I glanced down at the new patent leathers which I was wearing. "How on earth?" I began. But Holmes answered my question before it was asked. "Your slippers are new," he said. "You could not have had them more than a few weeks. The soles, which you are at this moment presenting to me, are slightly scorched. For a moment I thought they might have got wet and been burned in the drying. But near the instep there is a small circular wafer of paper with the shopman's hieroglyphics upon it. Damp would, of course, have removed this. You had, then, been sitting with your feet outstretched to the fire, which a man would hardly do, even in so wet a June as this, if he were in his full health." Like all Holmes's reasoning, the thing seemed simplicity itself when it was once explained. He read the thought upon my features, and his smile had a tinge of bitterness. "I am afraid that I rather give myself away when I explain," said he. "Results without causes are much more impressive." "You are ready to come to Birmingham, then?"
"Certainly. What is the..."